Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friend. It's Wednesday, May 30th, and I've got Dave Moores with us, Columbia Water and Light, the man who is just full of knowledge and that deep, deep voice. Good to have you here, Dave Moores. Now, we're going to discuss today home performance with Energy Star programs are conducted by local utilities. What do we mean by that?
Well, the federal government's needed a way to kind of compare housing stock from one area of the country to another. And it's always been a little bit, you know, haphazard. There's been a group called the Affordable Comfort Organization that trains people to do home diagnostics. Okay, so they kind of led the charge on this. Now, every state has got this program, depending on what city you're in, you know, it depends how much participation there is. But we train local contractors to actually test your house for air leakage and for lack of insulation, what have you. Then they prescribe a method to take care of that, and then they test the home after those issues have been dealt with to see how much savings you could benefit from.
Okay, so they'll come into your house and test it. And how do they do it? With that blower door?
This is called a blower door. I have a photograph sort of
okay.
of it here.
Now, if you want to see this, go to kbia.org, click on talk shows, and then Radio Friends, and watch the podcast, and you know what we're talking about. If you're driving right now and listening on the radio, it's a door that goes over you open up your regular door.
Right.
And then you seal this other door,
right? Mm-hmm.
And there's a fan on it.
Huge fan.
Mm-hmm. And it sucks the air out.
Of your house. Mm-hmm.
And then they run around while it's sucking the air out to see where the leaks are,
exactly.
Where it's coming in.
Right. And then there's diagnostic tools like this right here is a digital device that then quantifies the amount of air leakage you have. So you get an idea how big a hole.
Are they running around the whole house checking this?
Yeah, generally you do. Yes, of course. Because it takes a lot to set this all up and get it going and all that.
Is there any damage? Could there be any damage to the house when you're sucking all of the air out of it?
Well, when we first got this air blower door about 20 years ago, I was very enthusiastic. And I happened to turn it on before I checked a wood stove. And the door blew open, and I got nice, fine ash over a baby grand piano.
Oh, okay.
So I learned right then that you have to go around and make sure that
everything is sealed up.
It puts if you had about a 50-mile-an-hour wind around your home, that would be what this would replicate. So any little bitty leak is going to show it up. Mm-hmm. And the tools that will show you how big the leak it is. And then you can do the repairs, and then you can do a secondary test, see how much you've reduced it. And that gives you the amount of energy savings that you might be able to anticipate. Mm-hmm. In the 3 years that we've done this, I don't know if you get a shot of this or not, but we've done around our utility here in Columbia, and Boone County has done around 3,000 homes in the last 3 years. And
okay.
What's happening is that we're seeing about a 30% reduction in overall energy consumption by the use of this apparatus and program.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the city of Columbia you're
right.
talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But Boone Electric also does
right.
the, and I would imagine Howard Electric and many of the co-ops in our listening area.
No, these two so far have been the ones in the Mid-Missouri area.
Right now it's just Boone Electric.
St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield also have their components. And what you can do is you can go to Missouri Department of Natural Resources and see if they have anybody in your area. I mean, these contractors living around the area, they can come to your home and do this, you know, and that's part of their utility, but just as a private contractor, and the prices can range between $200 to $400, $500 to get this test done.
But how much money could you end up saving in the long run?
Oh, thousands over the life of the house. This takes the guesswork out of it. Now, in the Columbia area, we also have, as an incentive, we have some rebates to offer our customers if they get certain work done. So much per square foot for added insulation. If you were to exchange an air conditioner for a high-efficiency model, you got a rebate for that. Boone Electric has some rebates also. You can check with them what they have.
For replacing your air conditioning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's say if you've got an air conditioner that is 10, 12 years old, it's operating with Freon, which now if you put in a new air conditioning, it's not going to have that Freon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that considered an Energy Star unit or is
No, it'd be the energy efficiency rating of the air conditioner.
Which, so that's what constitutes it.
That the Puron takes a little more compression to get the same kind of cooling that you get out of Freon, but it's less deleterious to the environment. So that's why we shifted to that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. But the City of Columbia and Boone Electric do have incentive programs for upgrading your furnace,
right.
Your air conditioning. Mm-hmm. Water heater?
Not water heaters. We don't do water heaters because the effect of that is small compared to the expenditure.
Okay, so the furnace and the air conditioning.
But we will do windows. And Columbia Water and Light has a low-interest loan program to enable you to do this, too. I'm not sure about the other utility, but you can call them and find out. Mm-hmm. And we will do 3 years at 1%, 5 years at 3%, or 10 years at 5%. So your savings, you see, can almost overbalance the payments that you're going to make on it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of savings available out there, but you have to spend a little bit to save a lot.
Right.
But there is the information available through the City of Columbia and also through Boone Electric. So it's ColumbiaPowerPartners.com.
Correct.
Just go to that, ColumbiaPowerPartners.com or BooneElectric.com.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening to us in an area that you're not with Boone Electric or City of Columbia, contact your local co-op or your local city utility and tell them that you are interested in having a program like this in your community.
Exactly. And by going on these websites, you get an idea of what's a fair price to pay for the service. You know, sometimes, I mean, I remember some years ago where they were getting like $3,000 for this, you know, and it's not that expensive. You know, as I said earlier, it can be a lot less than that. So don't get the wrong person in your door. So
okay. So as we're going into the warm weather, what do we need to think about?
Well, you want to use your ceiling fans, of course. You know,
right.
That's a really fine way of cooling. Insulation always pays off in that period of time. If you're going to get a new roof, try to go to a lighter color shingle rather than a dark shingle. No, it's good they look, but...
Yeah, the lighter color shingle will help reflect that heat. But then in the wintertime, they say, well, the darker color will absorb the heat.
Yeah, it may melt some snow off it. You won't get any heat off your shingles unless you've covered it with a solar collector and pump that heat into your house.
Okay, and as far as we have 30 seconds left here, solar energy, do you, as far as the individuals in installing solar panel cells to generate electricity, is that a good deal or not right now?
Well, yeah, there's some federal incentives to do that. That can take a third of the price off of the top end, and utilities are now, by state law, have to buy the power back from you if you produce it.
So if you're producing more electricity with your solar panels and you're actually consuming it, you sell it back to the utility, it turns the meter backwards, right?
You can't have it that way. Most times it's separately metered. We just give you a separate bill for each. Yeah.
All right. Or a refund there.
Yeah.
All right. Dave Morris, thank you so much for coming by. Always a pleasure having you
here. Paul, thanks a lot.
Diana Moxon's on tomorrow talking about Art in the Park. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And you want to watch this program or listen to it again, kbia.org. Sign up for a free podcast or a vodcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.